Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we told you in the last hour that China has decided to add some of their death counts. All right? They've been criticized with not being too transparent. So they decided to up their death toll by about 50%. So rather than having about 3,300 cases or deaths, they're now saying they had about 4,600 deaths total. Whether you believe that or not is another story, but they decided to say more people died than originally reported. And so I'm looking at the numbers. I'm looking at the U.S., I'm looking at Spain, Italy, France, Germany, U.K., rounding out the top six, and then China, the top seven. And I'm looking at these number of cases, and then I'm looking at the number of deaths, and then I'm looking at per million population. And I want to do a little analysis on which healthcare system did what in terms of the coronavirus outbreak. It's going to take me a little while because I'm not going to get accurate numbers. But the trend I'm seeing right now is socialized healthcare systems might not have done as well as our healthcare system. But it did way worse than communistic countries like Russia, North Korea. North Korea, what, no deaths? Wow. Russia was like really down there in terms of death rate. China. If you guys look, I like Worldometer's coronavirus. The USA with their 685,000 cases and 36,000 deaths so far. We have about 107 people per million that die from coronavirus. Yet when you look at Spain, they're at 417. They're four times more than America. When you look at Italy, they're at 376, so three and a half times more than America. France, 275. Now Germany's 50. They're at half. Again, we need to figure out what's going on over there in Germany. They might have it down, or again, maybe we're not having a good transparency issue. But the UK has about 215 cases per million compared to America. So twice. The UK, it's socialized medicine. It's, now, people always say, well, universal health coverage. We kind of in America have universal health coverage. Universal health coverage means if anybody needs to get care, they can go and get care. So based on these, emergency acts that we have where you can't be turned away from an ER, we technically have universal care. It just doesn't necessarily mean the government pays for it all. Most of these hospitals just eat it. Somebody walks in there and they don't have health insurance and they take care of them like they're supposed to, they eat the costs. So that's kind of what's going on in our country. Whereas with the UK and Spain and Italy and a whole bunch of countries, it's, you know, the government runs the hospitals. The government hires the staff. So it leads to the question, which was better for the actual coronavirus patient? Now, in our system, if the government doesn't employ the doctors and the government doesn't employ the staff, as you see, many doctors' offices closed. When staff was like, I don't want to get coronavirus, I don't want to be exposed, or I think I got exposed, medical offices throughout the United States closed down. In a socialized setting, and this might be why the numbers are higher, the socialized setting, I don't think a lot of offices were allowed to close. I don't think a lot of medical centers were allowed to, you know, limit number of patients coming in. So maybe they had more healthcare workers exposed. That could be a reason for it. The U.S. has, what, 6,300 hospitals? U.K. has about 1,200 hospitals, so about a fifth, maybe, of the number of hospitals. But then again, the U.K. has about a fifth of the population. So in terms of numbers of hospitals, we're still kind of on par. But why are the numbers so much worse in these socialized medicine countries, if you look? Now, okay, so when you look at China, China, according to us having 100 cases per million, or Spain having 417 cases per million, China has three. According to China, they have three deaths per million of coronavirus. I don't know if you believe it. Okay, let's look at Russia. Russia, two. Two deaths per million in Russia. Does that mean communism is better for coronavirus? I mean, are communist countries knocking out coronavirus better? Not from what I understand. So, unfortunately, I'm having a little trouble with my analysis because I can't use these numbers. I have to assume a lot of these numbers are BS. But I would like that analysis. We're in an election year. I know everybody's kind of forgotten. You know, coronavirus gave the reprieve from all the election ads and all the election stuff that, you know, we usually deal with, you know, during something like that. Not that I'm grateful for coronavirus by any means, but I really don't like election years in terms of that. But we are in an election year. And there is, you know, still a big push for a more socialized medicine. Or maybe Biden won't do a Medicare for all. He wants to kind of, you know, repurpose Obamacare or capitalize on that, which I think is a mess. But, you know, this is a great test to see if those countries with universal health care, or not, I don't want to say universal health care, with socialized medicine, because technically we have universal health care, if those with socialized medicine or single payer or a more communist sort of health care system, did they do better or did they do worse with coronavirus? So before any of you start to kind of, you know, protest one way or the other, I think some of us need to get some of that data together. Because whether we're going to be Medicaid for all, which is kind of where we're looking, not Medicare for all, looks like we're going to be Medicaid for all because, you know, most people are out of work and they're going to have to be on Medicaid. Or whether we're trying to still push for private healthcare systems, you know, we were just dealt with one of the biggest health assaults in the history of our existence. And which healthcare systems did better? Kind of a simple question. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're being told that the IRS had sent coronavirus stimulus checks to dead people. Did you guys hear about this? CNBC reported that they began distributing $290 billion in direct cash payments within the past week as part of the $2 trillion CARES Act. $1,200 went to each individual, $2,400 per married couple, with an extra $500 per kid. But some of the money went to individuals who were dead, according to USA Today. We don't know how many diseased people got it. But it's happened. Representative Thomas Massey, a Republican from Kentucky, said Wednesday that a friend texted him to say that his father who has been dead since the year 2018, had just received his $1,200 in stimulus money. The IRS spokesman, Eric Smith, said, "We are aware of all the survivor-related questions, and we're still working that issue." The Treasury Department did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Now, we predicted stuff like this would have kind of happened because you're basing who gets stimulus money on their 2018 tax return. 2018 was a long time ago. That was 2 years ago. For those people who did not fill out or complete a tax return for 2019 yet and then got the extension because of COVID, your stimulus check, decision was based on your 2018 tax return, which also screwed a lot of people because in 2018 was a better year, so a lot of people might have made more money in 2018. So they might not have qualified, whereas they would have qualified 2019 or now. So if you lost your job, you might not get a new one. That stimulus check doesn't go to you if you had a pretty decent job 2 years ago. They said more than 71,500 dead Social Security recipients received $250 stimulus payments under the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, according to a 2010 report. So 71,000, I'm going to calculate this. This is going from CNBC. Now, hold on a second. This is kind of interesting. Let me calculate this here. Okay, so we have 71,500 times, I put too many zeros, times $250. I can't broadcast and calculate at the same time. I could do this in my head. I really can. But $17.8 million. $17.9 million. All right, let's just write up. $18 million was sent to dead Social Security recipients. So $13 billion, was supposed to be, that stimulus package during Obama years. And $18 million went to, waste, unless if somebody else cashed them. If you do receive a check to a dead relative, please don't cash it. I just don't know what the, prison sentence would be for something like that. You never want to defraud the government. Don't cash it. I wouldn't cash it. I would, try to call the Treasury Department. If you can't reach the Treasury Department, I just wouldn't cash it yet. Do not, because you're in trouble. Remember there was somebody who accidentally got money, this was years ago, got too much of a refund for something, or it was a mistake by the bank, so they spent the money. And then the bank wanted it back, and they wouldn't give it back, so they went to jail. Now, somebody the other day got $8.4 million into their bank account instead of a $1,200 stimulus check. That got fixed relatively quickly. Luckily, they weren't planning on spending it. But wow. So they say the snafu of what happened is not surprising due to the administrative resources at the IRS disposal and the speed with which the agency was trying to issue the payments. I just don't understand how a $1,200 could be switched to $8,500. Or how somebody who no longer is living can get a check. I mean, isn't that in the government? Don't computers talk? I mean, maybe when somebody dies, nobody really tells the government. I don't know. I don't know how that happens. So the IRS largely relies on the Social Security Administration for the up-to-date death records. That's according to Leonard Berman, co-founder for the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. So then, the Social Security Administration gets that information from state death records, family members, financial institutions, and others. So if Social Security is still sending out checks to people who are dead, the IRS will then also, unless the IRS is like, I don't know. So Berman says that the information could take anywhere from a few months to a year or more to trickle in after somebody dies. All of those things are only available with a lag. So, this is a problem because the SBA, Payment Protection Program, has lost money. We're not lost money, but we are out of money. And so if businesses need money and money is going to dead people, then, this is a problem. So what happens now with the Paycheck Protection Program? Well, CNN did a piece, and we knew that the program wasn't big enough to start with. I mean, that's, I think, something that both Republicans and Democrats kind of understood. But we weren't expecting lockdowns to be this long. And we were also under the guise of, or we were also under the assumption that once the lockdown is lifted, it could be business as normal. So there were many businesses going, I'm not going to borrow money. Why am I going to borrow money at risk of not getting forbeared and forgiven if we're going to reopen May 1st, if we're going to reopen June 1st? Well, people like me and my husband and other investors were our business owners, not really investors because we can't really invest in anything right now, but other business owners said, wait a second, I don't think the reopen is what we think it is. I think from here on out, business is going to be down. And so we did apply. Now, we didn't get what they offered. They offered up to $100,000 or whatever. And no. They calculated based on payroll and I think 2.5%, 2.5 times payroll. You might pay high rent for your business. You might have a lot of expenses in terms of utility and supplies and equipment that is expensive. Basically, the money was, calculated on what your payroll is. So if you're a dentist and, again, you're only capped at $100,000 and your rent for some of your equipment, because a lot of people rent their equipment, is like $25,000 a month, you're screwed. But I agree that the money has to primarily go for employees. That was the plan, which I'm fine with. But many business owners are like, well, wait a second here. We won't be able to staff with full people. How is that going to work if we're going to have to social distance and we're only allowed a few people at the restaurant or salon or movie theater at a time? So the purpose of the $350 billion Paycheck Protection Program was to float payroll for millions of small business owners for a couple months. The loan program transforms into a grant program if the money is used for salaries, payroll costs, mortgage interest, rent, utilities in the percentages that I just said, 75% payroll, 25% other, like rent, things like that. So the Treasury Department has now requested an additional $250 billion for the program. From what we understand, that's still not going to be enough. They might actually need, according to CNN, $1 trillion. Now, lawmakers have to decide if they're going to approve more or if, people think, well, okay, well, why not? All right, they promised this to business owners. Not all business owners got money. Go ahead. Why? Where's the holdups? Well, I'm not sure. My guess was Lincoln Center was a holdup last time. My guess is some people are asking for money, to be for certain things, and there's some arguments there. There is discussion on demographics, women, business owners getting the money, or, people in underserved communities, things like that. So I understand how there's going to be debate. But is it going to be enough? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says he's exasperated over Congress's failure to provide more money to the popular Paycheck Protection Program.
I don't know why the Congress isn't getting going and just replenishing this $250 billion. And we flagged it ahead of time because the program has been a terrific success.
The small business loan program ran out of stimulus package funds on Thursday. Democrats do want to pass the measure, but are wanting more money for hospitals, state and local, and want to earmark funds for small businesses in rural and minority areas. Governors across the United States are meeting to discuss President Trump's plan that allows them to develop their own timetables based on the severity of the coronavirus outbreak in their state or region. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Amazon, I've been relying on Amazon throughout this coronavirus crisis. And might I just really thank all essential workers out there for being open and putting your lives on the line for, coronavirus and being out there and taking care of patients and giving us food and manning the gas stations and doing everything that you guys have been doing, putting your lives out on the line. And I really appreciate Amazon for being able to, you know, be there and send us goods and all that. I haven't liked the price jump. I have definitely noticed prices go up. So I bought less, but I've still needed to buy things. Still haven't been able to buy toilet paper. Whatever toilet paper I have, I bought from a month ago. Oh, I am being very, very stingy, and I've peed in the shower a lot. That was one way to save on toilet paper. But Amazon, don't be surprised if you see prices go up. And it's not that Amazon is announcing prices to go up. It's that Amazon is asking for us to buy less. Amazon is actually asking for us to buy less. They are struggling to meet the demands and want consumers to buy fewer items. You know how June has Prime Day? I think they're going to put that off. While all these other businesses are out, you have Amazon asking, you have Amazon busting at the seams, asking for less purchases. Now, I have been surprised. When I order from Amazon and I see the boxes, the boxing companies must be, we must be running out of paper. Does anybody know how boxes are made? 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. I'm really interested to see the paper use. And we're trying to save the trees. And dang, I've seen boxes and boxes and packages and boxes and boxes and envelopes and packages. It's all about paper now. Boy, did we flip and switch. So Amazon is asking consumers to buy fewer non-essential items on the platform. They are struggling to keep up with the surge of orders. The e-commerce giant is dialing back tactics that encourage impulse spending and upselling. Yeah, when you go on Amazon, I'm going to actually do that right now. When you go on Amazon, it is not as enticing as it used to be. So you have, some music you could purchase, Amazon's response to COVID. I see shoes, bestsellers, I see shoes. But it's almost kind of confusing. I don't see my book. I have a few books. They have books. They're trying to push their books. So they're pushing things that I think are more online, but you just don't see a lot of the, buy these products sort of thing. And then, of course, Amazon Prime Video, they're pushing that. So the firm is said to have removed recommended widgets, canceled promotions, and will postpone the popular Prime Day extravaganza indefinitely. That's what sources told Wall Street Journal. Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos told shareholders Thursday that the demand for essential products remains high, but came without warning and created major challenges for suppliers and delivery network. Because remember, essential workers are manning coronavirus. And Amazon is also dealing with a war on their front with workers, not appreciating the lack of attention to, or what they perceived, a lack of attention to coronavirus safety. So now Amazon has to work with restrictions. They have to work with people separated within the factories, delivery people having, personal protective equipment. Maybe not like in a hospital, but, proper masks. My guess is they're making money, but because of all the new restrictions and the new changes they have to do because of employees, they need to slow down some of the demands. And they have to be very, very careful because if they do take too long, like some of my orders, I ordered a few weeks ago and I was told I'm not going to get to April 24th. Well, at that point, I'll buy it from someplace else. So they need to be very careful that they don't lose their consumer base either. Now that 340 million people are under lockdown, Amazon is the go-to. As of Friday, there were more than 677,000 cases, 34,000 deaths we talked about. And consumers can't go to brick-and-mortar stores. So Amazon has huge items. A whole bunch. They did. Now, I'm still having trouble buying toilet paper. Let me look up toilet paper, and I'll show you what I get, and I'll show you the prices, too. So if I look up toilet paper from Amazon, and maybe they restocked, currently unavailable, the Quilted Northern, Charmin, currently unavailable. Unavailable. For $5.49, I could get six rolls. It's kind of high. And that has to be with the fresh, free delivery. But in terms of the bulk toilet paper, nope. So let's say I want to buy 24 rolls. I like the mega. I like those mega rolls, you know, that have a currently unavailable. We don't know when or with the item will be back in stock. So, masks. We have masks, surgical masks, $54 for a box of surgical masks. Surgical masks used to cost us under 10. So prices are going up. Wall Street Journal said that Amazon has canceled its yearly Mother's Day and Father's Day promotions. Oh, yeah, we got Mother's Day coming up. Man, I don't know what I'm going to get my mom. Probably an Amazon gift card. So I am a little concerned because I don't like the prices I'm seeing. Okay, paper towel. If I look up paper towel, unavailable, 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 unavailable. What I bought, by the way, with paper towel, what I bought, the only thing I could buy was the two-ply folded, multi-fold paper towels. For $24, I could buy a box of those restaurant paper towels. So I did that. Not the softest, but I couldn't get the other paper towels. So, you know, it's frustrating because I'm afraid there's going to be price gouging, not on purpose. I don't think Amazon really wants to mess with people, but the fact that they have asked to slow things down, one way to slow down purchases is to up the price. And if people are desperate enough, they'll buy more. So, we're going to be talking about in the next segment, you know, where we're going with the lockdowns. You know, New York had formed a coalition with Pennsylvania and Delaware and Massachusetts and a few other states. Well, now we have a coalition in the Midwest. Minnesota, Wisconsin, they join a seven-state coalition to reopen the economy. Minnesota, this is coming from the Brainerd Dispatch. Is going to join Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky to regionally strategize a way to safely reopen parts of the economy. The Dakotas, for some reason, are not a part of it. I'm not sure why. They say that North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum said that he has been in talks with Governor Walz and neighboring plain states like South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, and Wyoming, because they might form a coalition. So what's going on with these coalitions? Why aren't states just doing what they need? Well, you need other states. This shows that another state needs to know that they have another state's back. I live in Nevada. Oh, Nevadans, we need Arizona. We need Utah. We really need California. We need Idaho. We need Colorado. We need Wyoming. We need the states around us to be on it when we are, planning what we're going to do in terms of commerce and, the Raiders coming and in terms of, you know, casinos. So, you know, if many of those states are kind of in the same boat when it comes to coronavirus cases, it makes sense for them to kind of decide together. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we need to talk about remdesivir, and we also need to talk about a possible lawsuit with hydroxychloroquine. Hold on. I want to pull this one up, because this is interesting. All right, hold on a sec. This is a little frustrating. I was on KBC with John Phillips, and Or I was also on Simon Conway's show yesterday also, talking about where is the, where are the cojones of doctors when it comes to using drugs on coronavirus patients when they may die? You know, Dr. Fauci had discussed about how, you know, we need clinical trials and, you know, before we rule on hydroxychloroquine, we need clinical trials and all that. And then, you know, some of the, you know, people calling in to KABC in California were like, well, there wasn't a clinical trial to shutting down. Decisions for the shutdown were made without a clinical trial. So in medicine, doctors and the hospitals and pharmaceutical companies will be sued to the gill if they recommend a treatment and it has a side effect. And meanwhile, you and your family members are like, well, somebody show some backbone and try something already. If you look at remdesivir, remdesivir is showing in this one trial rapid recoveries for severe hospitalized coronavirus patients. And they say in this one study of 125 patients with 113 with severe disease, nearly all got to be discharged within a week, and only two of them died. So, daily remdesivir antiviral infusions seem to work relatively quickly within a week. So, Gilead Sciences shares had surged, obviously, because remdesivir did pretty well. I don't have that stock, but that's okay. And I just want people getting a cure. And so if this remdesivir can work for many of the patients, that's great. Now, are those two who died, is somebody going to sue? Probably not. Usually when you do a clinical trial, you know, you sign that you're not going to sue because, you know, we're trying a medicine that we hope is going to help you. But we do have the family of a New York woman blaming the hydroxychloroquine combo, which was the hydroxychloroquine-azithromycin combo, which apparently in some trials have helped people. They are actually blaming that combo for a fatal heart attack. A 65-year-old woman was prescribed the malaria drug and an antibiotic. But then, she had a heart attack. So the family thinks that it was the drug that did that. Could have been. Could not be. Maybe she had a heart attack just like some people with the flu. It might induce a heart attack. The virus might have induced a heart attack. But Ligia, a 65-year-old Queens resident, was given the medication by her general practitioner after she was having a bad cough, fever, and shortness of breath. Her symptoms were consistent with those of coronavirus, but she was never tested for the virus. Again, if the testing wasn't available, you know, what are doctors supposed to do? She's also older, 65 years old. So she received the drug after speaking by phone with her doctor. They said she was never evaluated in person and received no heart screening or warning about potential side effects. Now, we don't know exactly what sort of heart attack she had. Was it a major coronary that was blocked? Was it an abnormal rhythm? We know that the hydroxychloroquine has been linked to abnormal rhythms as well as Zithromax. So we don't have that information. But what's very interesting about this case, is here was a doctor who did telemedicine. I do telemedicine. Now, on my telemedicine platform, we are not allowed to do hydroxychloroquine. We are not allowed to do any of these things because we can't evaluate you. But all these doctors have been forced to now move to telemedicine. And patients are demanding. And I can't tell you how many patients, and I don't know what happened to this poor lady, and may she rest in peace, but I can't tell you how many patients have demanded that I give them that combo. They go, look, I think I have coronavirus, so prescribe it for me. And I go, I can't, because I can't examine you. So you're telling me that you want me to go and get coronavirus or die from this? I go, no, I'm telling you I'm not allowed to prescribe it without examining you. So you have many doctors out there, out of the goodness of their heart, say, look, you know what? We're going to try it. Okay? You know, if you are at risk and you can't get into a hospital because this is New York and we're being told that New York hospitals are standing room only, then the doctor probably thought that he was doing her a favor. Well, rather than the doctor being commended for doing what they could, offering a telemedicine platform, you know, trying to offer treatment, trying to get a patient a possible medication combo that could work, instead, that doctor is probably going to get sued. So when I was asked why the heck aren't, you know, we seeing more backbone or cojones from doctors with this remdesivir or this hydroxychloroquine or with, you know, it's because of exactly this. You are damned if you do, damned if you don't. Look at how this article from NBC News discusses, and I don't know if this came from the lawyer, that she was never evaluated in person. See, I do telemedicine, and I had some hesitancy with telemedicine because I was trained, you got to examine the person. I cannot make decisions on your blood pressure, on your heart, on your lungs, without examining you. And I was told by my telemedicine company that I am still allowed to stick to my guns with that. If I don't feel comfortable managing a person's blood pressure over the phone, I don't have to. My telemedicine company is fantastic. I love them. Very fantastic. And their guidelines, I agree with the majority of them. You know, with most UTIs, you still need to get a urine sample. You know, you can't really diagnose an ear infection in a kid when you can't look at their ear. So my telemedicine company, even though they did offer some easing up of guidelines because people might not have been able to get to an urgent care or a hospital or whatever, still, it's a lot of common sense medicine. There's a lot of stuff we can't do over the phone. And so we believe that when people do use telemedicine, they sign legal documents saying, look, we understand that this is not a thorough medical evaluation. And we understand that a lot can be missed over the phone because the doctor's not examining me. And I'm not going to turn around and sue. But I don't know if that's going to hold. I don't know how many people are going to claim the doctor didn't even examine me. Well, what do you want? When you call a doctor over the phone, and I'm not saying this with Ligia, may she rest in peace. I'm, you know, saddened to see somebody, you know, pass because she was in a city where she probably couldn't go to an urgent care. She did the best she could. The doctor did the best they could. But if this turns into a lawsuit, this now changes telemedicine for you all. If somebody's going to try to sue me and say, look, you prescribe me an antibiotic and you didn't examine me. You asked for the antibiotic. I mean, you know, patients are calling going, I want to be treated. And when I say, look, you need to be examined in person, they go, that's why I'm calling you. I had a person that had a tick bite, and that tick bite kind of blew up pretty big. And they didn't have their tetanus up to date, and they couldn't see how they removed the tick. So it sounded like there was a piece of the tick still left. So I said, you need to go in and get seen. Somebody needs to clean it out, debride it, make sure the piece of the tick is out, give you a tetanus shot, and then treat you with antibiotics. That person was livid with me. Why? They wanted me to just give an antibiotic. So the problem is if our liability doesn't go down, if we don't have any protection as doctors, and somebody's going to turn around and say, but you didn't examine me, well, then we're not going to do much over the phone. I mean, I don't know what happened in this particular case. And again, may she rest in peace. But, you know, you can't put doctors in a position of they're damned if they do, damned if they don't. Meanwhile, people are asking for treatment for coronavirus and we're being told people are dying in, you know, hospital hallways. So a doctor tries to do good. 1-877-DOCTOR-LA.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.